It's Roland Archer here with Shoreline Classics. I am on location in Amerley at the Amerley General Store, and I'm joined by special guests right now. We have the mayor of Asheville, Colborne, Wawanosh, and also the warden of Huron County, Glenn McNeil. Glenn, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Roland. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and welcome to ACW and to Huron County.
I know. This is awesome. I got to tell you, just of meeting the Beach Association, I see the great people that make this community knit, like tight-knit like it is. Now, Glenn, I noticed the announcement recently from Huron County. We'll go right to it. Affordable housing. Now, these three projects that are being done thanks to some funding, I guess, from two levels of government, can you tell me a little bit about what it encompasses and what it'll mean to people that might need some affordable housing?
Absolutely, Roland. As everyone realizes, affordable housing is on the forefront of everyone's concerns. And Huron County is addressing the affordable housing crisis with the assistance of the upper levels of government. So currently we have three projects that are in the process of being completed. The one that is completed is triplexes in the town of Goderich. We have two triplexes, and the opportunity arose when there was a fire in one of them. So we decided, how do we obtain more affordable housing? So we turned them into triplexes. So they are nearing completion. That was a $2 million project. And we were able to partner with the upper levels of government. Huron County knows what needs to be done as far as affordable housing. However, we can't do it alone. And with the province and the federal assistance, we were able to accomplish that. So that's the first one, is the two triplexes in the town of Goderich, and they're ready for occupancy now. The second is an affordable housing announcement that happened last week in Exeter, and it is a 20-unit affordable housing. The cost of that was $7 million, and we were able to achieve, actually it's 7.5, we were able to achieve $6.4 million of funding from the provincial and federal governments. Without that, we couldn't have done it. With it, it is possible. And so we were certainly appreciative, again, of the support of upper levels of government financially to make that happen. The third is a 39-unit build in the town of Goderich. It's substantial. It's $20 million, and it will be a combination of affordable housing, rent geared to income, and supportive housing that is so necessary in Huron County. This was able to happen because of the opportunity that the town of Goderich provided the county with the land priced at a dollar. So they provided the land, and now Huron County is in the process of developing this housing. And again, we will be looking to the upper levels of government for support for this, for both affordable, rent geared to income, and supportive housing that is so necessary, not only within Huron County, on a wider area.
Now, in case people don't know how dire of a situation it is, what are the stats for housing? What do you know the numbers of people waiting for affordable or assisted housing?
Unfortunately, I do, and that is in excess of 500 people that are waiting for affordable housing in Huron County. It's over 500 people, 555 actually, that are on the list.
Now, as you and I both know, when you have people waiting for that type of housing, there are other issues in your community as a result. Like, I assume, like, homelessness is an issue in Huron County. There are people that are dealing with drugs and addiction issues. What are ways that council can play a role in maybe helping to help those people?
Well, without a doubt, Roland, mental health and addictions is everywhere. And we have a situation in Huron County, the same as throughout Ontario and throughout Canada, of the need for supportive housing for those that find themselves without a house to live in. And we are addressing that. Huron County Council has the initiative and progressiveness to know what to do. We just need also the support of the upper levels of government financially to accomplish that. And we have tremendously talented staff, dedicated staff within Huron County that provide us of the information as to what we need to do to address this segment of our society.
Now, I'm assuming if people want some more information on Huron County housing, they can go to the Huron County website. They'll find the contact email addresses. They'll find the details. I have to say thank you very much, Mayor McNeil and Warden McNeil. You have two little hats there for the interview this morning to offer some clarity, because honestly, I cover the news. I saw the headlines recently of that unfortunate incident in Exeter with the armed robbery and the unfortunate incident in Central Huron. I think you're right. We need to address this because I think once, do you think, I agree, I bet you agree that once we address it, it'll help resolve some of those issues that are plaguing the community.
Absolutely. And no issues I have ever found in life go away unless they're addressed. And we in Huron County are addressing this for the betterment of society and all of our residents.
Well, thank you very much, Glenn. I appreciate your time. We've interviewed Glenn McNeil here in Amerley at the Amerley General Store here on Shoreline Classics FM.